Blog Talk Radio.
I do. All right. Oh, my goodness. I really do. There we go. Does everybody have it? Did you want me to leave? All right. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again. With life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Here be no praise him, my beloved. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you. Sort of ish. Yeah, I cannot read right now. No. Thank you.
any more clean pants for you? Well, they're in the dryer. Have to be in your underwear.
Thank you.
I am. Yes. You have to. I have the screens pulled up. Yes. You have to make me. Oh, you did make me host. Okay. Amen. Yeah. All right. If we have anyone with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to put up the communion prayer, or the prayer of salvation, and we can pray this together out loud. But first, I'll read the verses about communion from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 23. And I'm actually reading again out of the Passion Translation. We did that for the first time last night, and I really, really kind of like their translation or paraphrase. So here we go, 1 Corinthians 11:23. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given for you." Oh, I apologize. It is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood." I love that, how they've worded that. "Drink it. And whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself, but not by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you are that hungry, eat at home first, so that when you gather together, you'll not bring judgment upon yourself. When I come to you, I'll answer the other questions." That verse we didn't need, but that's okay. I really like how that is worded, a whole different perspective. So here we go with the prayer of salvation. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can receive communion with us. So we'll go ahead and say the prayer together now. I'll put it up on the screen so we can all say it together. Let's go back here. Hold on. It's going to make me go out to stop my video. And there we go again. Okay, let's pray this together. Pray this from the depths of your heart. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, "I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy. all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy for you. And we'd love to hear from you. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program, or you can go to our website that is samueljcottle.com, and that's the Community of Faith website, and our contact information and other information is there too. Actually, the communion prayer is there, or a communion prayer is there, so that you can have communion even if you're not with us. But we would love to hear from you. We'll answer any questions you may have, help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. And we'd love to know you made that decision. And if you have, now you are free to receive communion with us. So I'm also going to share a screen now, and we'll put up the communion prayer and receive communion together. Here we go. Here is our new covenant worship or communion prayer. Let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. This is praying over the bread. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you sacrificed for us. And now let's pray this over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And now here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Well, there we have it. Thank you all so much for being here with us. And there's the 92nd lady. Sister Phyllis, do you have closing verses for us? All right. Amen. My reward. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read the Ephesians 1 prayer for us, over us, starting on verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the same spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, in his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of the immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Amen. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth, that which fills him, who is being filled by it. Amen, amen. I really love this translation of it. So thank you again all so much for being with us tonight. It was really good that Pastor could be with us as long as he could, but sleep needeth be. So have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow morning for prayer time, 8 o'clock Central. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good night. God bless your sleep, everyone.